This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Daniel Knowles. I'm very excited to be on for you to be on this podcast today. And remember, now the Mile High Podcast is global. It's in over 35 countries. You can find our website, www.milehighcairo.com/podcast. You can find it on iTunes. We post the video versions on Facebook and on YouTube. You can find it on every social media channel. Check it out, but check out on iTunes. Subscribe while you're there. And if you have not yet registered for the Mile High event, August 18th, make sure you do so now, www.milehighcairo.com. We'll see you there. There are a lot of chiropractic summits, but none of them are a mile high. So, looking forward to seeing you there. And I'm very excited to be here with my guest today, my good friend, Dr. Michael Viscarelli. He's one of my fellow mavericks who's out to change chiropractic. Welcome to the show here, Michael.
Grateful to be on, bud, like always.
Like always. You know, I'm glad to have you here, you know, ripping it up in Colorado and making a change for the better. So we're going to have a good time today. Tell me a little bit, let's people get to know you, because there are people that know your profession and some don't. A little bit about your background, where you went to chiropractic school, how you found your way to chiropractic.
Yeah, I definitely find myself to be a little more popular than you and probably Liam combined. I'm proud to say that, but there's probably one or two people that don't know me out there, Danny. So let's just clarify a couple things for them. It's really interesting. You know, I was on the Sherman Connect call this week. I was on a podcast with Billy Sticker. I have Chiropractic Philanthropist coming up in next week and a week and a half. And like, I feel like I keep telling like that same story. But one thing how I got into chiropractic was Sherman Connect. I really hadn't shared much at all before. Was that I was exposed to chiropractic. I didn't have a miracle story. I was introduced to a gentleman named Clint Steele in where I was born and raised, and a neat guy, chiropractor, was in a pretty much of a, you know, kind of like a mixer clinic. You know, it was big insurance based, a lot of therapies and modalities. It worked for them. You know, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to him. It was definitely his wife, heartbeat. You know, she was very involved in you know, these, and she just loved all that stuff, which was perfectly fine. They graduated from Logan. I don't think that they knew a different version, but I could always think it was kind of conflicted about it. So he was the one that introduced me to chiropractic. I had a small experience chiropractic. And so anyway, in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's what the other school that he knew of. And is that as we came full circle, went through school, you know, mentored with Dr. Jeremy and Amanda Hess, and then eventually came out to Golden, Colorado with my wife, and we opened our practice here in Golden, Colorado, by far the best chiropractic office in the entire state of Colorado. There's no doubt about that. I mean, definitely doing more things than any other practice in the state of Colorado. And so he was born and raised in Colorado, and his family was in Colorado. So from day one of opening our practice, I've had the privilege of taking care of his mother under care. And I saw her this week, got her adjusted this week, and loved getting to take care of her. So that was really neat. Mentor, getting me into chiropractic, now I got to take care of his family. But here's one of the really cool switches. As he came out to visit me and he saw my practice live and in action, and he saw the joy and he saw the fun and the team and the open, the airiness of it, and just the principle, the subluxation base, when he saw all of that, he joined our AMPT program, and the mentor became the principal, all wrapped around specific analysis.
Wow.
Advanced adjusting techniques, being very specific in his adjustments. No modalities, pure education and principle. Broke 100 visits a week in his first month, and onward upward from there, he's got this great clinic, talking about opening more. And I think that's really a pretty cool story. I haven't heard that much where the mentee totally like humbled himself in a principle-based practice, a neurology-based practice, a philosophy-based practice, all wrapped around ADIO and communicating that to his public. It freed him up. I mean, it went from insurance-based to like walking away from that and the revenue from that going to cash base and cash dependency practice. I mean, it's a pretty cool experience.
And how many years was he in practice?
Gosh, I don't want to misquote it, but a minimum of 20. I mean, he was 19, maybe 22, but I'm pretty sure he was over 20 at that time.
Wow, that's amazing.
See, yeah, I thought that's cool.
And I know you're grateful for all the stuff I taught you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I really, really am, and I owe it all to you. And actually, I want to bring up the fact that you owe me money. Let's talk about that you've been money that you owe me. That's good. No, I mean, honestly, man, it's like that whole experience has really blessed my life and getting to take care of his family and seeing that. And I know that his son has thought about going to school, be an osteopath, because be a chiropractor, I think, because of the version that he grew up in. And Clint was always very transparent about that, you know, I mean, they kind of, you know, all of this billing pending, you know, being dependent upon that it's really a drain. When people go the other way, they don't really know how to overcome and transcend that. And he's done that. We've seen a lot of that. And, you know, one of my personal mentors, Patrick Gentempo, you know, I'm blessed to be able to be on a call with Gentempo monthly and one-on-one with that guy. And he has, you know, that heartbeat to take people from insurance dependency to cash rich, you know, and I love that. And we need to do that.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to make an impact in the profession, we need to be able to do that. That's and right. So, you know, you went right out of the gate on your own in Colorado and just lit a fire, not just for your own office, but for many offices. And we want to see more people do that in the profession, because the profession certainly needs a big adjustment, right? Right. So it needs to be shifted in a better direction. And so your practice history, talk a little bit about opening your doors in Colorado. What are some of the things that you used to launch your program, your office?
Yeah, so very, very important. You know, I interned at Dr. Jeremy and Amanda Hess's office in Atlanta, Georgia. I got to see it live, alive, and in action. You know, got to see a volume practice, highly profitable, not giving a great value. Really, really serving chiropractic, but also having a heartbeat. Jeremy and Amanda were always very involved at Life University. They're very, very involved with supporting institutions like Sherman. They're just involved with the profession, and they were serving their community. And I really got to witness that. And it wasn't selfish involvement. It was they were doing it without recognition. They had this beautiful practice, sewing in the students. So I was dipped in that for multiple years while I was serving their practice for my peak process, my internship, and then got to go through my full internship. And it wasn't like doing my 15 hours a requirement. It was doing like 50, 60, 70 hours a week with them in their practice, 100% for free. Mm-hmm. And so when we came out to Colorado, they told me, man, Colorado's stacked with chiropractors. You know what I mean? It's tough. You know what I mean? It's like you hear all these stupid naysayers. You know what I mean? So whatever. So we wanted to come to Colorado. We'd gone through a process, my wife and I, deciding where we wanted to be. We landed on Colorado. We actually narrowed it down to Steamboat Springs or Breckenridge, Summit County. Right now I think they're getting like, you know, another 2 feet of snow at the end of May. So, you know, we're grateful we're down the hill here. Well, you know, Jeremy had a great statement. I've shared this a lot, where he said, you never want to be poor in paradise. And right. So it helped us really zone in on what were all the qualities we're looking for, where we wanted to raise our family, where we really want to be a part of a community, something that we could leave a legacy in, but wasn't a selfish place, like saying, man, I just want a mountain bike, so I'm going to go up to this area here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so we ended up in Golden, Colorado. We moved here. We came into the state about the 1st of February, signed our lease the 1st of March, opened our doors approximately the 1st of June, May 22nd, okay? So we're just about to celebrate our 4-year anniversary in practice, which is pretty exciting for us, which is crazy how fast that's gone in our community. I mean, literally just doing everything and anything, anyone we met. And we knew it wouldn't be one hit meeting. And this chiropractor shows up and they're like, yeah, man, I've been in practice 15 years, you know, right over here. You know, we're insurance companies. You know, you just come in, let us check your insurance out. We'll get you checked. Here's my card. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're a chotch. You know what I mean? It's like that, yeah. Or, you know, pique my interest as to say, what do you have and how do I get that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Dynamically together, shoulder to shoulder, built relationships all over our community. A lot of people know that our first week we had scheduled 100 members in our first 5 days. So people are like, how? You know, well, I'll show you. You know what I mean? It's Dan Wallace, who you need to do one of these calls with at some point, up in Fort Collins, did more than that. He broke into the 190s in his first week. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, in Fort Collins, there's chiropractors in every corner. You know what I mean? It's Colorado. But he and Elise Wallace did the same thing, went shoulder to shoulder, built relationships based upon trust. They're dynamic, they're attractive, and they did it. You know what I mean? And so it could be done multiple times. So he outdid me, and I want him to outdo me. It was really kind of like, hey, guy, I figured you can do this. And people are doing it all across the country. And it's not necessarily about that number, about really expanding yourself and pushing yourself and working hard. And being disciplined this week, 120 of those showed. So I thought that was a pretty good show rate. Some of them we scheduled 60 days out from opening. Right. You know, 120 show. Other, what is that, 54 people didn't show in week 2, 3, 4. Those were relationships. And we didn't, just because they rescheduled or missed their appointment didn't mean that we gave up on it. We saw 178 visits our first week, started collecting tens of thousands of dollars cash our first month in practice. No problems, back our bills, no problems. No one knocking on our door saying, you know, hey, you owe me this, you owe me that. It was just onward and upward from there. And what was so great about that allowed us to cover our overhead right away, and we didn't have to think about that. So we just went right into that total service mentality where it was like we weren't worrying about, you know what I mean, paying the landlord, you know. We were able to just serve and serve and serve and have fun doing it. That there was an attack around every freaking corner. You know, I mean, if a typical chiropractor is going to see, you know, 70-something visits a week, right? Mm-hmm. And we doubled that, almost tripled that in our first week. Right. You know, we're going to triple the attack, you know what I mean? And then some. And so we were definitely under attack, and it's easy to be snappy with your spouse. But Tara and I fought less in practice than we did in school. We were way more stressed, you know what I mean? But you hear these stories, right, Danny, about people that are like struggling in practice. And it's like, you know, if I could choose today, I'd never go to school to be a chiropractor. Well, it doesn't matter what you choose. Just because if you suck in chiropractic, you're going to suck in every other profession. It's nothing to do with chiropractic. It has to do with you sucking. You know what I mean? But I mean, let's be honest. Let's put a title over you. Let's put a real estate title over. If you suck, you're going to suck as a real estate agent. You're going to suck as a lawyer. As the thing that bothers me about chiropractic is that people that suck in chiropractic are, for us, they're bastardizing and raping the reputation of chiropractic in our communities, and it represents you and I. And I know you and I get about that. And it's like, man, try to unsuck yourself, if that's a term. Business person, communicator, marketer, caretaker, start to really step into that. But you have to develop all those things. We can't do it.
And you know, I heard the same stuff, because when I was in Colorado, I was the first Sherman grad to open in Colorado. It's like 20 years. You know, Colorado's close to having Sherman grads. Wow. And I was told left and right, oh, don't open there because it's oversaturated with chiropractic. I'm going to, you know, prove that wrong, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And obviously,
it's ridiculous. There's no shortage. Yeah. Have you found a shortage of people that are self-booked?
What I find is almost a shortage of time to reach them. You know what I mean? That's more, I mean, it's like, so then the ideas come, do you open more practices? You know, sometimes it's like, you know, the vision, the dreams and the vision, like goals, visions, and dreams are dynamic. They're not static. So they're going to evolve and change over time as your life evolves and changes, as you accomplish something, or maybe just a little bit, maybe it spreads and it keeps going up. You know, it's got to be dynamic, not static, and more of a shortage of time to reach more people. And you know, what's funny is that for the first time in 4 years, we've altered our hours. You know, we're doing launch, my son's 20 months old. He's been on 60 flights. You know, we're traveling a ton. We're doing a ton for the profession, and it's no longer just about Addio. So the price is about 30% lower than it was before we started AMPT. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm not in the trenches every single weekend, every single morning. I'm not at a networking meeting 3 times a week. You know what I mean? Things have changed. I have time together. My wife and I, we want to enjoy this life, you know? And so we're still grinding. We're not, it's just grinding in a different way. So we've reduced our hours. We're closing instead of 7, we're closing at 6. Mm-hmm. You know, 1 at lunch break, we're closing at noon. So we've consolidated our hours, and now we're up probably 10%. We just started like 2 weeks ago. And so each day has grown by 10%. So it's like, man, we've consolidated the hours. It's like what we saw in those hours, we saw 100% more. So, I mean, if I could sell these hours, I could totally, I mean, we could run through that facility.
I've heard that so often, like the last week, multiple people messaging me, oh, I was told to have more hours.
No, it's stupid.
When I don't need have more like hours.
Monday through Friday hours. And so we talk about that. Our Jumpstart program, we're like, dude, listen, you consolidate the hours way, way down, still build relationships based upon trust, going and introducing yourself to other healthcare providers, going to other business owners. Who the heck needs, you know what I mean, 45 hours of adjusting hours in 50 people? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Close that. What you do is you'll increase the energy in those hours. You'll push your team and to move quicker and serve better. And it's like, boom, 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 boom. And you just start driving. Team member last night said, hey, every night we close with our positives, right? Team members getting a shift huddle. Any red flags for the next day, things we need to take care of before we open. Love how much we're running. She goes, I don't think I sat down one time today. She goes, I'm dealing. And she wasn't one of those original team members when we opened the facility. That it was like, we didn't need chairs in the, we're just freaking moving nonstop and our eyes are falling out of our head. She's come in when everyone's highly trained and everything, and we got five people that can do report of findings, you know, including me. You know, it was where in the beginning it was just me. You know, it was like easy to cruise. You could see that volume. It seems like, you know, where my friends come out from Parker or Sherman or Life and they'll see the volume. And then they'll go up to like Dan Wallace's practice. And they'll be, man, they were running around with a third of the amount of volume. I was like, yeah, man, because you know, Dan and Elise are doing 95% of every infrastructure, right? Now we got the team and I'm kind of sitting around talking to you and just adjusting. It's just a truly grow. But boy, is it fun. The team really loved it, Danny.
Yeah. And you know, I know you support us. I want to talk about that in a moment because I want other people to know how important that is for everyone to do. I'm very grateful for your impact in Colorado, and I'm very grateful, you know, being someone who's practiced here for a while, okay, we don't have to say how long, but...
You still look young, and that's a tribute to you. You live in Boulder, and they got that, you know, it's like they got patchouli, like, floating through the aisles.
Well, practicing here for a while, it was an area that was so hectic environment.
Sure.
To find a like-minded chiropractor was very hard 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And yeah. It is really, I see all the time people that are chiropractors that are focused on the principle wanting to come to practice in Colorado. Colorado, you know, since Mile High, since more people opening here, it's like becoming this hub of, hey, this is a new chiropractor state. It's not just the Northeast and the Southeast, the West Coast. The center of the country, which has been the allopathic, right, is starting to shift into a hub of chiropractic enthusiasm. Excellent to see.
Yeah, and so here's the deal for me. Is that I really got experience that they were like, okay, they're supporting institutions. And, you know, it's like supporters of all these organizations. There were supporters of the ICA, the ICPA, now the IFCO. You know, they're supporters of organizations that stood for chiropractic. That's a big, I know that you know that. So when I came out, momentum, all that momentum started causing chatter. That chatter started causing a following. That following started to cause authority. That authority, great responsibility, right on.
Right.
And so I did not want, and my heartbeat is not to die in my four walls of my practice, right? Because you have this legacy just in your little practice, and that's very self-serving, right? And so I already had it, or excuse me, I guess infused into my heart of wanting to do, getting teamed up with you was really a great blessing, but you know, and I've done very, very little. You've done, you know, it's a different season of life as well. You know, I'm in the midst of forging a practice. I'm in the forging an organization, out of company, you know, all these other things. And rallying these young troops and saying, okay, I'm taking that impartation from what you're doing in the state into me, and then going out to the schools on launch tour and sharing this message. Really good. It's awesome. Good luck. I think it's a great blessing. It says that what they respect about you in this profession. I've been at Assembly at Life University, and that message was saying,
right,
listen, we don't need you to just be successful in your practice. Yes, that's important, but we need you. That is paramount, right? And so you need to be somebody that is financially secure. We need somebody that has a voice in chiropractic, that has a shield of armor that says, I don't front lines, and I'm going to go to war with these guys shoulder to shoulder against the allopath, against that mixer, against the medical doctors, those people that are trying to come against us. That being said, you know, yes, we've gotten involved. I've learned a lot from it, man. I mean, going just to the meetings, interesting. I was at a dinner with Brian Kelly last week, the president of West. Got invited to this dinner. I was there, and it's great. There's other people there, and it's cool, but it's four walls. It's allowing you to be an impactor outside in our profession, right? It is a good question, because it's like, look, stuff that's going on, I'm judging them because they may all be doing stuff. I didn't know them. But my point is saying that is to say this up at dinners, we need you to be able to give. We need you to be able to support. We need you to be able to have you at, and I've learned a lot about that. And what was cool about it was that Brian Kelly knew that about us. he's like, man, he goes, I know that you're involved with that movement here and mentioned that's taking place within the state, on the state level. We need to set organizations like Sherman. We need to step up and support organizations like Life University, because listen, you're not going to agree. I said this on the Sherman Connect. I don't agree with everything at Life University. I don't agree with everything or anything, or Mile High for that matter. You know that. I mean, it's like, there's still, you know, not everyone 100% understood this from you as well. We're not going to be 100% congruent with anyone, Danny. It's like, man, look at 90%. We still stand for that principle of chiropractic, right? We still support the location detection, and that's what we're focused on, and that's where we need to unite. Not sit there and piss and moan over the 10%.
Sid Williams said we've got to come in unity on the purpose, not the form.
That's,
you know,
right.
We got to come to unity on the why. And I'll tell you something, relative to people taking action. A couple things. One, we need people, like you said, you have to have resources. You're going to change the profession if you're broke, right?
Yep.
Or impact the world. Right, so you
yep.
have to be successful, you know, changing lives in your office and helping more people and helping them with value and comfort. What happens with chiropractors is then they don't think outside their office. They don't pay attention to what's going on at the state board level. They don't go organization or state organization level. And those things are being run by people that don't know a chiropractic experience, either themselves in their own body as a patient themselves or giving one. And they are going for sensations.
Yep.
And what happens is somebody has an issue anywhere in the country with licensing body, and they see, oh, I can just take the slap in the wrist, but meanwhile they set a precedent for something that they should not be agreeing to, right, taking a stance.
That's
and
right.
making a difference. And so it's very good that you do that. And other people I just saw in Carolina, same kind of thing, and he was like, we dealt with this where they're, you know, they just want to adjust subluxations, and the person on the board in North Carolina said, hey, we dealt with you subluxation center chiropractors, will you all, and he's like, that took him to a whole new level, because it lit a fire, like it lit a fire under me, and I know for you, where you say, all right, you know what? That can't be the case. We've got to make a difference in our state organizations and our state boards. We can't. He's in North Carolina because of that, right?
Yep.
Which is what has to happen.
Yeah,
you know, cutting together, and that's why there's lots of different camps in Colorado. And, you know, us working together.
That's right. And I'll tell you this, you know, it's hard to squash a moving target. I mean, it really is. And so if you're moving and shaking and you're engaged, and you have you're offensive minded target. And so that's very, very important to me. So I'd encourage everyone to keep moving and shaking, support those organizations. You know, you got to look at what state organizations are you supporting? What domestic national organizations are you supporting? I mean, if you can't give time, money, if you can't give money, get in the trenches. But listen, you know, you can't have people that, it's like, if you suck in practice, you're not going to be an asset on ethical level. But I don't have as much time as I have money. So it's okay for us to give money and support. And then I show up to vote. I got my thank you card for years of being a member of this association. I got my handwritten card the other day. I'm like, cool. I know you don't really mean it, because we're up there in the trenches, you know, fighting language, changing, you know, putting in, you know, amendments, stuff like that. So thank you for the card. but it takes that. So you have to be a member so you can go. It's not a paying member. So you need to be a paying member. And I'll tell you this. It's like some people that are struggling in practice and they want to blame chiropractic. They want to blame their institution for not teaching them. You got the degree. You got the right to practice. Now you got to develop that ability. You know, the things that you can't really teach, very difficult to teach. You can show by example. Those are two very big intangibles. And it's like, man, you know, we could give you all the materials and the discipline to sit down in front of all the time, and then the work ethic to grind it out. Same person at the end of the day. Doesn't matter what or who you're observing or what you're teaching. But we need people that are disciplined. We need people consistent. We need people that are willing to put in the work, because it's going to take that in this profession. Because the president of our state association said that he voted in the right. Right, they voted in and pushed to do injectables as a chiropractor in the state of Colorado. When he wanted the right to do it, so that they had the right to say that, not right to decline. I was like, dude, you are one. You're a liar. One, confused, and it's a slippery slope, bro. And I don't buy it. Where you're not talking to idiots in this room. We have a hard sermon right now, and you're chiming off as an idiot. You know what I mean? And so but with that being said, that's what we're coming up against in our profession. And we have a camp at the FCS back in the fall. It was their chiropractic society, Saturday Night Live. They told me it was the largest one that they had, maybe ever, their Saturday Night Live. I had everyone that was in our camp stand up, which was a number of people. I said, say if you're practicing in Florida. And they all raised a hand. And I said, lower your hand, member of the Florida Chiropractic Society. Well, all the hands stayed up. Tonight, we're going to be a camp of fence sitters. We're not going to sit there and just support AMP. We're going to be a supporter of this profession. We're going to be engaged in the fight. And they all joined, from my understanding. And they were like, man, now, you know, I was just there last, this pick, you know what I mean? Because we don't, you know, that call to action, you know, people to be engaged in the fight. Sitters, we command a large population of the young generation. And it's like, we're going to be engaged and we're raised chiropractors from students all the way up into successful practices that are going to be involved at their state level, at their domestic level, and at their international level. And they're going to be supported in practice, not just in their four walls.
Well, and because you have to leave chiropractic, then you found it. You know? Right. And right now, I'm in the best place. So we have to shift that. Right?
Sure.
So in that Colorado Chiropractic School, that's
right, man. I'd like to do that. Of course, part of my down payment on that. I think it's, but I really think, Danny, I think it's got to be engaged in the fight and not waiting until they're 8, 10 years. 12. Do it from day one. Yes, grow that practice. But hey, listen, maybe you can't be every single member. Just like you're joining your chamber, it's far more important to join your state association and your vote. So maybe you can't be at every meeting, but maybe you need to be at that convention once a year where the big vote's going down. You know what right. I mean? It's like everybody's like, oh, Trump or Hillary, what's your Sanders? Maybe Sanders, you know. But the reality is we need to be watching what's going on at our state level, at our reps in our state, because right. those are the people that are changing the law. You know what I mean? That fact president's writing these executive orders about who can go to bathroom and what bathrooms and all this stuff that's going on. We're focused on those big things. But we've got to be focused on those little steps every
1,000%. So a couple things I want to ask you specifically, which is your favorite quote, rock bottom has created way more champions than privilege ever.
Well, I mean, it's true, man. It's like, you know, you think about these people, it's like the statistics on people that receive inheritance, how quickly they spend that money and they never turn that money into anything. That money never made money. The statistics are, this is the person that's going to turn that inheritance into this huge, it's like, but I'm not one of those people that expect anything to be given to me. I was raised by a great family that provided, that, you know, mainly paycheck, but great, great family that provided for us. We really wanted for nothing, but we didn't know that there was, you know what I mean?
Right.
And levels to privilege, or levels to and material things, but the religion, you know, my parents didn't go to school for me. My parents weren't, they didn't build my practice. Their family never gave us anything, nothing. We did everything. We sold our cars. We saved money. We slowly collected equipment. Everything that's supporting us. We had all kinds of great people. And I just had never failed in my life. And I got to university. I wrote appeal after appeal. Now I finally found Dr. Lisa Rubin in my corner, a chiropractor. She was in my corner. She went right to the president of the chiropractic school with him and pleaded my case. And they gave me one off at one class a quarter. I had to get an A in it on every test. And in that perfect attendance, I had to meet with the Student Success Center, yada, yada, yada. And it was 2 years to get off of probation by taking one class a quarter. Every single time I had sweats, man, I had so much stress. But I was literally at rock bottom. I had all this debt and all this time. I had a new wife. And I had this love for the principle of chiropractic, which I could have sold out and gone in and got another job. I could have been successful in another. I started this and I had to finish it, man. I'll tell you, you know, being at rock bottom is a great place to discover who you are and how committed you are to something. And if you're going to move forward positive and you're going to succumb to the circumstances. And we're overcomers, man. You know, we're people that are in this profession that want to blame everything else around them. My life's fault, it was my fault. It's my fault alone. And I was not honest. I appreciate this prayer I do for myself and for the people that we were going to encounter. And we engaged in everything was history from there. Read the book, got focused, got on purpose, man. Ended up setting records as the most adjustment ever in the clinic, 683 adjustments in 6 months in student clinic. And it's just like boom, 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 got on high volume, bro, in all sorts of areas of my life. And Tara, so, having a supportive wife, it was unstoppable, man.
Your support of the IFCO. I want to make sure to say that you're a big fan. I appreciate you know, telling people to join and being a supporter of it. Also being camping, and also not only that you do that with financial support, but speaking in their events and coming to Sherman to speak to the students. And I really want to acknowledge that. And doing that, being, you know, the breakout session you're doing. We're excited for you to be there too. It's going to be awesome.
It's an absolute stud. We have a camp full of American, Caucasian, Asian, everything. And I mean, all boundaries, man. I mean, from race to gender, nations, it works, man. And personally, we support Sherman corporately and personally. We support Mile High corporately. And the reasons we do that is because those things support preserves a chiropractic as we know it. And so we have to be engaged in that, Danny. And I love being a part of it.
What I'd like to ask you this, the last question, what's your why? What do you advise someone to help them develop their why?
Yes, I mean, you really have life. It's very, very simple, and it's extremely defined, and it has money to contribute to a greater cause than myself. Evident, Danny, in the fact that it's not like, let's be real, because my why transcends by to chiropractic. right? But it's all really developed in, which was chiropractic. So it's to contribute to a greater cause than myself. So we do that, by doing outreach marketing, backpack drives, bicycle drives, drives, canned soup drives, you know what I mean? Clothing drives, coat drives. We do underwear drives. We do all these things to contribute to a greater cause than ourselves. We believe that when people are healthy, naturally, unsubluxated through the principle of team care and office, that they are in a better advance humanity. Because when they're not focused on their selfish health and issues, they can move into a place where they can be whole and they're clear. And so we can do chiropractic, and then it spills out from there, man. And then we do that. Christ, man, I was up at midnight last night texting somebody last night. And I'm like, replied. Like, dude, I can't believe you replied. I thought you replied. Morning, man. Conference call. Florida. And you know what I mean? 18 hours to speak. Yeah, we just keep serving. Keep serving. Because an individual, you have to find and discover the why. Relationships based upon trust. Two things, right? And so, you know, it's like success leaves clues. And so, you know, it's like results predictable. So we understand our why. We're clear on that. And then we use that every day as how we serve people. So I have marketing. There's all these different books that you can read, mission statement, but your mission statement is totally different than your why is. And you can go to, I have a website, my life website. And so it's blessed, devised our core values. You can see how what we're ventures, you know, speaking, make decisions. And so the Black Wolf whole. And it may give you some inspiration to look and you can see what's involved in everything. And so I would encourage you to develop your sole purpose through everything. And chiropractic, no doubt about it. But my why is bigger than chiropractic.
People have to get a good vision of that. The sooner you do that in your life,
yes,
the more impact you are going to have.
Right. And it's like these people that practice in their relationships, grinding that out, finding a way to overcome it. You need to do it, because if you didn't do it yourself, you're still on the line of defeat. That maybe never were crazy in that because you didn't fix it yourself. So me and the resources for me, and you got to move forward in it.
Well, I appreciate both in practice and chiropractors and in the lives of the chiropractor influencing.
Sure.
I appreciate what you contribute to the profession and helping people. And you're the person that will show up when there's something going down. You know, that you're the person that, hey, it's
that's right,
like this, versus that you're going to just spectate and say, oh, it's all their fault.
Right. That's right. And people can't have their face in the dirt all the time and plead ignorance. It's going on around you, whether you know it. You saying, I'm not going to vote for Hillary or I'm going to vote for Trump. So say like you're a Republican. What you're doing is you're voting for Hillary. You mean, so it's the same chiropractic by not being a vote, and it's swaying it in their direction because yours isn't neutral, if that makes sense. So by you not being involved, doubling their impact on the other side.
Well, when I speak of Sherman all the time, so I heard Reggie.
Yeah,
incessantly. One of the things he used to say was that, I don't know, said the coldest place in hell is reserved for the person who sees evil being done. And
that, so
we see a lot of that in chiropractic.
Yeah, it's so good, buddy. I mean, you know, just his family, you got kids in high school driving. I mean, it's like playing baseball. You guys have a softball. I think your daughter's playing softball the other day. I saw a picture of your daughter playing softball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, Rochelle, she's a chiro. You got Sherman, IFCO, speaking at assembly. You know, right back at you, Danny. I mean, it took me a little bit to wrap my mind around, because I'm very black and white. I don't have freaking hate incongruency. So it's hard for me. With philosophies, not mixers, but like the philosophy of a little detox, all sorts of stuff. I was having a hard time because I appreciate that. It's like, man, you don't have to agree with 100%. We are in the trenches together. We have to unify that 90, you know, those unify that part. Because it's like, man, like, listen, I don't agree with Swerve Boy with all these people. I don't. I'm just being transparent, but I haven't agree with Mattel. That's okay. But you know what? The hating has to stop. Not with just that I'm talking about everybody. They have to stop and say, listen, let's go against everything that's causing a significant slide in chiropractic. Minute detail that's going on in their practice that you want to cut to. I'm not going to sell out personally, but the haters in chiropractic, they love hating on me. They're going to love hating on you, bud, because we put targets on it. Save your hate, bud, because the target's going to get bigger and bigger because we got so much. So save your hate for a really good opportunity because we'll produce it for you.
Right.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, but also one thing that Patrick Chintembo told me a long time ago is that when I've had this before my eyes, right?
Yep.
Which Patrick Chintembo called me one time where I was going through something. He said, hey, you're powerful.
Yep.
And because you can handle it.
Yeah, I love it.
Now,
I'm talking to Pat, just, yeah, you, but that's, so that's weird, but. And that's a guy that's been through it. That's a guy that's been through it. And he's living on top of a mountain, can't get internet. I just on top of this mountain. I was like, man, it's like, that's the dream, man. Just keep pushing forward. Let them keep. But I mean, most of those guys are bottom feeders. We got to keep moving forward, man. But there's people also biting at the heels as well. It's like, hey, guys, get on your 2 feet together. Hey, I appreciate it, brother. I'm going to go.
Hey, you have a great guest. Everybody see you at Mile High. I'll give it where how you can connect with Dr. Michael Viscarelli. We'll have all that in there. So if you're driving, but you'll have it all in there.
Thanks, Danny.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.